Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
Excuse me. How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing good. Man, winter is clinging, though.
Yeah.
Strange, yesterday it just seemed like about any time you looked outside, it was snowing a little bit. No accumulation, no precipitation, but snowflakes in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll see if we'll ever get some spring. I guess we've had it in spurts, starts and stops. But
yeah. I guess that's spring in the Red Rock country, too.
Yeah,
that's the way
true.
It works.
That's true. It's not only spring, it's Easter Jeep Safari Week in Moab. So, busy time down there. We've got a lot going on here locally in the Red Rock country. We've got a lot of news and items for you this morning. It's part of the morning show. That includes some news out of the special meeting from the San Juan School District meeting that happened yesterday. I don't have any additional information. Just the final result is that the San Juan School Board did not vote to make any changes to the location of the new Blanding Elementary School. That was the one item on the agenda, was discussing the elementary school location. They had a closed session to discuss that and had some other discussion as well. And again, I haven't fully reviewed that, but I do know that ultimately no motion was made regarding that. So,
yeah. So the initial location up on 9th North, in a nice size lot there, and they were considering a couple of others, I guess, and decided not to make a motion to move forward on purchasing property.
Yeah. There's a presentation from district staff that, again, I haven't heard yet. You know, giving possible reasons, I guess, why, you know, pros and cons of attempting to change the location or keep it the same. But again, the board ultimately choosing not to, and we'll get you more information. We'll get you the full information here in a couple few days about why some of the factors in that decision. So I almost hesitated to report it, you know, because again, we don't really know, you know, much about the process of the decision, but we do know that a decision was made and that
it was not made.
It was not made. Yeah, no change in location there. So. Very interesting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at some news. Of course, it's Easter week, and there's a bunch of Easter activities going on throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a Easter Bunny visit to Veterans Park in Cortez for the annual Easter egg hunt. That's going to be happening on March 30th at 10 a.m., the Rotary Club of Cortez will be hosting the annual hunt at 10 a.m. March 30th at Veterans Park along Park Street, west of the outdoor pool. So that event's going to be going on. There's also an event going on in Blanding. The annual community Easter egg hunt is going to be taking place on Thursday, so tomorrow, March 28th, 5 p.m., at Centennial Park. That's the baseball fields with the egg hunt free to any kids. And you're instructed to bring your own basket. So that's all part of events. There's also, of course, a bunch of church service events that will be happening throughout the area. And the San Juan Record's got information on those events in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, it's on the front page. And I just see that San Juan Community Church in Monticello will be having an Easter revival service this evening at 7 o'clock. A lot of sunrise services and, of course, events on Sunday. Monday-Thursday services will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow at St. Christopher's Mission in Bluff. Friday evening at 5:30, the Way of the Cross. Anyway, a lot going on for the Easter week in addition to the Big Easter Jeep Safari in Moab.
Yeah. Yep. So a very full week. Lots going on. And happy to bring you some of that info on some of those items.
There's quite a few vendors set up in Moab with some incredible stuff. Metal Cloak is one of our sponsors this week. Don't miss their display tent. They'll give your Jeep a chiropractic adjustment and then let you know what the flexibility is. But there's lots of fun things to do if you drive around and see the vendors at Spanish Trail Arena and then in downtown Moab this week too.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And yeah, should be a good week. Again, you're listening to The Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the state liquor store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Did you know Utah State University Health Professions has programs for many of the fastest growing healthcare careers in the nation? USU's instructors have years of real world experience in the medical field and bring that knowledge to the classroom. State of the art training equipment prepares USU students to hit the ground running as they enter the workforce. USU Health Professions is designed to be flexible for students who are working, have families, or other commitments. Learn what it takes to pursue a career in healthcare. Visit healthprofessions.usu.edu today. Emery Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emory Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelcom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
Attention Moab Jeepers! When you get off the trail this week, you gotta stop by the Best Stop Block at 62 West Center Street. From 4:30 to 8:30 every night during the Easter Jeep Safari, come meet the team from Best Stop Soft Tops, Baja Designs, Tuffy Security Products, S-Pod, and PRP Seats. Check out tons of new products and snag some sweet giveaways. Plus, Best Stop will install the top-selling Sunrider Soft Top on your rig. The Best Stop Block, between Pasta J and Spitfire Smokehouse on Center Street during the Moab Easter Jeep Safari. Stop in and see them today.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, 9:16 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. It's Wednesday, which means Bill Boyle, editor of the San Juan Records, got the latest edition in hand.
Yeah, we've just received it here at the office. We're getting it shipped out. A lot of information in the paper today, a 16-page paper, of course. The bodies have been recovered in what is now a double homicide case in Blanding. Two Blanding men were reported missing several weeks ago, and they've made an arrest, and we have an updated story written by David with that, but they have recovered the bodies, and that investigation is ongoing and moving ahead. As we mentioned before, we've got Easter week activities listed on the front page of the paper, a report from the San Juan County Commission. Our photo of the week this week is by Ron Nielsen. Took a picture of the setting full moon over the Bears Ears from Blanding on Monday morning. Really a spectacular shot. You don't want to miss that. We have a full-page ad from Spear Group. This is the group in San Juan County promoting access, and they have a full-page ad trying to build awareness that the proposed plan for Bears Ears National Monument includes closing the road in Arch Canyon. And so you want to take a look at that. The new mural in Bluff, David had a nice interview story last week here on the radio. We've got that story in the paper. Happy birthday to Beverly Jensen. 90th birthday for Beverly Jensen, who lived in Monticello for many years. We've got a number of letters to the editor. The Blanding Senior Center continues to generate letters to the editor, but they're moving ahead with that issue, I think. Of course, high school sports, we've got plenty of it. Baseball, track and field, soccer. The San Juan boys soccer team had a good win. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little later on. Spelling Bee champion, Ollie Jepson, just a fifth grade student at Blanding Elementary School, was second place in the big spelling contest, the regional spelling contest. He did a great job, and we have a story about that and the other winners. Anyway, we'll discuss the high school sports stuff later on. Our back page is a photo of the Monticello High School Drama Department. They have been performing. In fact, tonight's the last night. The Importance of Being Earnest, and they have a nice cast photo there. But pick up the paper. We appreciate the support of readers. You can get a subscription, an online subscription, subscription arrives fresh in your inbox at 5 a.m. every morning. You don't have to go to the store or go to the post office box. It'll arrive. But anyway, read the San Juan Record. We have good stuff in there.
Yeah, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Yeah, as Bill mentioned, that Importance of Being Earnest is tonight at 7:30. If you want to catch that final night of that play at Monticello High School.
It's the one-act play that they're doing for the competition, and boy, it's good. It's really good.
It's exciting. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Yesterday, as part of the Navajo Nation Council, the council approved nearly $1 million in unreserved, undesignated fund balance for expenses in preparation of the 2024 Navajo Nation elections. That legislation would go into effect if signed into law by Navajo Nation President. Legislation sponsors the Speaker of the Navajo Nation Council, Kristaline Curley, and expressed concerns that the Navajo Election Administration currently does not have enough funds in its budget to adequately conduct all the upcoming Navajo Nation 2024 elections, including the hiring of temporary employees, renovation of facilities, and related operating expenses. So additional information can be found online, but it's an update out of the Navajo Nation. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, list put together by magazines Trivago Magazine and Fora, listed the top 10 romantic getaways in Utah, and two Red Rock area hotels ended up on the list, including the Desert Rose Resort and Cabins in Bluff, also along with that the Sorrel River Ranch in Moab, both listed as top romantic getaways in Utah. There's a bunch of other ones as well, mostly up in the ski resort areas up in Deer Valley, and then Amangiri, the fancy resort over near Kanab.
Big Water, yeah.
Yeah, but those two local Sorrel River hotels Ranch made the top 10.
Uh-huh, and Desert Rose.
Yeah.
Both in the top 10. That makes sense. They're two spectacular places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, so it's exciting news. Congratulations to them. Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services for Dottie Irene Erb, age 94 of Moab, beginning at 11 a.m. on Friday at the First Baptist Church in Moab. There'll be a viewing at the church from 10 to 11. Celebration of Life services for Davina K. Branson of Cortez will be held on Saturday from 11 to 2 at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79 in Monticello, passed away on March 5th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
This announcement is brought to you by Addicts Overland. The Addicts Jeep Gladiator Overlanding Camper is the first fully modular camper shell that seamlessly integrates into the Jeep Gladiator body. Come check Addicts out and their overlanding trailer during Jeep Easter Safari at Walker Drug in Moab on Monday and Tuesday, and at the Spanish Trails Arena on Thursday and Friday. To learn more, visit addictsoverland.com. That's addictsoverland.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right on in
Rawhide. It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Shine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, 9:26 a.m.
And 50 years ago today, 1974, that song Sunshine on My Shoulder by John Denver was the number one song. American singer-songwriter John Denver recorded and released approximately 300 songs, had more than 33 million records sold. Quite an artist. Denver, who was an avid pilot, died at age 53 in a single fatality crash while flying his experimental aircraft. It's kind of a sad day. One thing we need to announce tonight, there'll be a big program. The local chapter of the Utah Friends of Paleontology present Big City Dinosaurs tonight at 6 p.m. at the Grand Center in Moab. The public's invited and it's free. The speaker will explain how T-Rex and friends made the trip from our backyard to the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Susan Bednarczyk worked as a fossil explainer in the paleontology wing of the museum for 27 years, so that should be a lot of fun. Got a number of birthdays today. Mariah Carey is 55 years old today. What a singer, 5-octave range, one of the best-selling artists ever, and is the most number one singles by a solo artist and a female songwriter. So Mariah Carey, birthday today. Also, birthday for Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. She's 49. Director Quentin Tarantino is 61 years old today. And Anne Ramsey, who played the mom in Throw Mama from the Train, was born on this day in 1929. She died in 1988. She was also in Goonies and Little House on the Prairie. She made a rather intimidating mother figure. Anyway, so Anne Ramsey, she was awesome. Birthdays today locally for Heidi Redd, Clayton Black, Darcy Dalton Davenport, Mandy Bradford Wilcox, Jennifer Clark, Cooper Lee Fluke, and Branson Montgomery. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a nice birthday. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Eastern Jeep Safari is back, and that means so is MetalClick's Corner Travel Index Suspension Testing Trailer. Located next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee, MetalClick's free service tests the true capability of your Jeep suspension. Safe and fun to use, you've never seen your Jeep twisted like this before. Open Tuesday through Friday, see if you've got flex, or just come by for your free, yes free, commemorative t-shirt and check out MetalClick's full line of technology-driven, game-changing products for your Jeep or Ram truck. MetalClick, it's your Jeep, only better. Learn more at MetalClick.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Yeah, that's some Psycho Pig barbecue. Seasoning, spices, charcoal. Rubbing and smoking low and slow. Never had barbecue so tasty before. It's so good you go crazy for more. Yeah, that's some Psycho Pig barbecue.
Psycho Pig Barbecues at the Moab Easter Jeep Safari through Saturday night. Come get your fix on all the smoked brisket, savory pulled pork, smoked cowboy beans, smoked mac and cheese, and handmade sauces at Pedigo Electric Bikes, 1076 South Highway 191.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, 9:39 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record sports editor Rhett Sifford. Good morning, Rhett.
Morning, David. How you doing?
Good, good. Staying busy. Got a lot of sports in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, and then they also came out with the basketball All-State awards in Utah. But I want to check in something from the newspaper first. I want to hear about the San Juan soccer team.
Yeah, we followed them. This is their sixth year of varsity action. They had a couple seasons, I believe, or for sure, I think they had a couple seasons of JV soccer before they were allowed to do varsity. So it's a young program, obviously, and they haven't had a whole lot of, they've had a handful of wins over their program's history in varsity. So this was their sixth win the other day. It was last week, I believe it was last Tuesday, against Gunnison Valley. And coming into that matchup, Gunnison Valley was 4-0. They were leading the region, and San Juan got a big upset win over them, 4-3. So that was a huge win in their program's history. Unfortunately, they weren't able to follow that up very well yesterday. They lost to Beaver 4-0. But yeah, I think as far as the program goes, I know talking with head coach Jay Jones, it's a work in progress, trying to get better every year. He cited last year as obviously their best season. They had their most wins in program history. They mustered up three wins last year. So, and two of those were against, I think, a struggling, why can't I think of the school? The Diamondbacks over by St. George. I don't know why I can't think
Diamond
of
Diamond Ranch?
Diamond Ranch, thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know why I couldn't think of their name. But so that was two of their three wins last year. This win over Gunnison is huge for them. So, I'm hoping that the momentum will continue for them. Obviously, they're kind of young in the program and are battling. They're typically underdogs when they come into games. And a tough loss yesterday to Beaver. But there's some good teams in their region. Grand County is good. Beaver is good. So they definitely have their hands full. But, again, I don't think Gunnison will look past them again when they face them again. So they'll have to show up with their A game. But, yeah, big win for San Juan. Since we're talking about scores, we do have All-State to mention. We've got 13 athletes in the All-State lists for basketball, so we'll talk about that. Obviously, we honored the wrestling. We call them All-State wrestling a couple weeks ago in the paper. Mm-hmm. We kind of figure the top three, if you finished in the top three at state, we include all those as, quote, All-State athletes. And so we already had those in the paper a couple weeks ago. But just looking at some scores from yesterday, We had some stick and ball sports going on. A big battle between Dove Creek and Shiprock on the baseball diamond yesterday, and Shiprock coming out on top in that one, 12-11. There's no score by inning, so I'm not 100% sure, but at least according to what I saw on Max Preps, it didn't go to extra innings, but that's a pretty good game, 12-11. Unfortunately, Dove Creek on the short end there. Monticello, I think it's their third game of the season, but they had 2 weeks off, so they're back to action. And against Dolores yesterday, so kind of a local team showdown, but Dolores has been interesting. They're coming back to baseball after some years off, so a lot like what it is in Utah, they have to spend kind of a, I guess it's a probationary season where they have to play JV, so it's not, was not counted in the varsity standings or varsity records, but Monticello winning that one pretty easily over Dolores's JV yesterday, 22-3. And I mean, I guess technically it's JV for Dolores, but I'm sure it's just the players that they have, you know, sure, that would be varsity. And then on the softball diamond, Duchesne swept Monticello yesterday in a region doubleheader. The Lady Buckaroos losing 17-0 and 18-1. Like I mentioned already, San Juan Soccer falling to Beaver in Blanding yesterday, 4-0. And the Montezuma Cortez girls soccer team losing versus Ridgeway 2-0. So all in all, I guess other than the Monticello baseball game, it was a tough day for our local teams yesterday. But just moving over, well, we got a couple games going on today. Montezuma Cortez baseball is hosting Delta. The Monticello golf team, the girls golf team, is up in Green River today, I believe. I don't know, you know, it's kind of tough. Some of these seasons are still trying to get underway, and so there's some changes to schedules going on, but that was on the schedule, so that's supposed to happen. Just want to switch over and talk about these all-state athletes in basketball, because over here in southeastern Utah, this is pretty impressive this season. Like I said, 13 girls and boys are on the list, and we'll just kind of go down the list by classification. And the 2A girls, we had an honorable mention, Cadence Kasprick of Grand County, a senior guard and forward, so she made the honorable mention in the 2A. Now we move to the 1A girls, and on the second team, Shamiqua Hudson from Monument Valley, senior guard and forward, averaged 11.2 points per game this year. Another girl in the 1A girls' second team, Nevaeh Wilson, Monument Valley senior, forward and center, 13.8 points per game for her. On the also on the 1A girls' second team, Precious Bedoni for Monument Valley, a senior forward, almost 8.5 points per game for her. So Monument Valley making a big splash in the 1A girls, obviously finishing fourth this season. You would expect that. On the third team for the 1A girls, Shenba Begay from Whitehorse. She's a senior guard, 8.8 points per game for her. And then we had three 1A girls honorable mentions. Mariah Begay from Monument Valley was a senior guard this season. Shakia Hudson from Monument Valley, a sophomore forward. And Heidi Clark was a Whitehorse junior guard this season. So those three were all honorable mention in the 1A girls. Moving over to the boys, we had a couple Grand County boys on the second team for the 2A boys. Lane Berry, a senior forward, averaging 15.3 points per game this year, 8.4 rebounds per game, 2.6 assists per game. And then Jason McKinney, a senior guard, almost 15 points per game, 14.7, 3.3 rebounds per game, and 2.5 assists per game. So congrats to those boys, 2A second team. 2A honorable mention, obviously a name we called all season this year. Anthony Doan from San Juan was a senior guard this year. Want to mention on the 1A, before we get to Lyric Phillips, we're going to talk about Lyric Phillips for a minute, but on the 1A third team, Luis Hernandez, I believe, from Green River, senior forward this year, averaging 13.3 points per game, 6.7 rebounds per game, 2.1 steals per game, and 2.1 assists per game. So Green River making it happen this year as well. Now let's the last guy we want to talk about, the 1A boys first team. So this is our only first team all-stater this year. Here in our local area, southeastern Utah. Lyric Phillips from Whitehorse. I know, David, you called games with him this year. He was a senior guard. He broke the all-state, broke the state all-time high school season, single-season record for three-pointers. Ahead 130 three-pointers this season. He averaged almost 27 points per game. It was officially listed at 26.9. He broke the all-time state record for three-pointers in a game with 14. He led 1A scoring with 672 points this year. He was second in the state in all the classifications put together, and also is fourth all-time in the state records with 55 points in one game, and he did lead all scoring at the state tournament. So 1A boys first team all-stater Lyric Phillips from Whitehorse. Congratulations to him, and we'll try to get with coaches. We always like to do a feature in the Sam On Record and have a nice photo of these players and have some comments from their coaches. So we'll be featuring that here in the next week or two. So So congrats to all those athletes. Obviously a lot of strong athletes just from Southeastern Utah alone. So
yeah. Yep, pretty incredible. Yeah, and congratulations. Yeah, saw a lot of good ball players throughout the year. And yeah, Lyric Phillips definitely. Definitely one of them. He's an incredible ball player, and had a great season. So congratulations to him and all the All-State athletes.
Very much so. And I unfortunately never got to see him play this year. That was on you guys' side, but we saw a lot, obviously, of the All-State players come through San Juan playing against them. Unfortunately, a lot this year, but Anthony Doan from one of the teams that we featured heavily is mentioned in the honorable mention. So congrats again to all those athletes. And we'll try to feature him heavily in the San Juan Record.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for those, Rhett. We'll take a quick look at the regional sports report in action tonight. The Phoenix Suns are in Denver taking on the Nuggets. So that tips off at 8. The Utah Jazz hosting the San Antonio Spurs tonight at 7. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.